shepherd's fold, but I'll keep my focus right on Jesus, set my sights on home. I can get distracted, 'cause the fact is this ain't where I
Welcome to it, everybody. My name is Devin Birdsong. I'm the pastor here at Pod and Me, and it's a Wednesday. It's a Wednesday gathering here. We're here every week. Studio 18. It's a special day, actually.
Yeah.
Gen Z boy over here. How you doing, Brother Brooks?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Seriously, are you really caring?
I care this time.
Okay, this time, but I'm not going to go into it.
Okay.
We got a special day here. Probably going to be one of the better services we've ever had.
Yeah. Brother Brad's lost weight.
Brother Brad has lost weight. His voice has changed. No, actually his voice may have gotten a little bit lower.
Yeah, may have deepened a little bit.
Brother Brad, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Brother Dustin.
He's gotten younger.
He's got younger.
Better looking.
A little offended that you didn't say that he's lost weight.
Yeah, Brother Dustin stayed about the same.
Yeah. Brother Brad and Brother Dustin's not here today. I'll tell you who is here. Mm-hmm. It's my son, Brother Britton Birdsong. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, it's good to have you. Been a while since you've been in the studio.
It has.
But yes. Since you
long time listener.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
First time caller.
Probably, I'd say episode 5.
The last time his wife forced him to listen?
Yeah.
That was the last episode you listened to, was episode 5?
Let's unpack that right there. You let your wife force you to do stuff? Is that how marriage is supposed to work?
I mean, they do say happy wife, happy life.
Who's they? The Bible or what?
People. People say that.
So we've got...
Don't lick the microphone when you talk.
I mean, pull it back just a little bit. And we've also got Brother Britton Birdsong's wife, Sister Mariah Birdsong. How are you doing?
I'm great. Good to be here.
Britton's in Dustin's chair and Mariah's in Brad's chair. It's probably going to be a better service than it's ever been. The reason why we're doing this, we had to have an emergency recording here. By the time this recording comes out, Brooks, you will have graduated.
Big graduation guy.
Chew.
Can we talk about that for a little bit?
I want to. Actually, that was one of the things I was going to have you do. I think we can help you write a graduation speech live on air.
That would be good. Also, I just want to talk about the attire real quick. We've had graduations for a long time now, before my existence, actually. They've been having them for a while.
Oh, they have.
Can we not come up with a better attire?
Than a garbage bag?
A garbage bag and a hat with a cardboard square in it. I mean, especially for guys, can we not do a graduation suit, maybe?
Well, nice. You're not going to wear a suit?
I mean, I will, but it'll be covered up by this big parka.
Well, it's pomp. It's pomp and circumstance, Brooks.
It's a pretty sweet looking gown. We're not saying it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that it's called a gown kind of hurts the manliness.
I also like the humble brag. So you're walking across the stage, you know, and if you're just a decent student like I was, you just walk across the stage, you know, you got your trash bag, you got your little cardboard hat. Then, you know, right before you and behind you is the ones with the golden rope.
Yeah,
tied about their neck.
Also, these people have worked.
The red ribbons just thrown about.
Gold chains.
And they just kind of, you know, have a little swagger.
So hard for all their grades. And all you get is a golden rope.
I know. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
Just the dumbest thing ever.
We know you're smart.
Yeah.
Me having the history that I did. I was a golden rope guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Of course you were.
I had the National Honor Society rope.
Oh, you know what?
Big
I did
National
too,
Honor Society guy.
Really?
Yeah, I was in the Honor Society.
Man.
Brag.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was the top of my class, but nobody gave me
Let's talk
rope.
About this. What was your graduation like?
Well, this was my VOTech graduation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This was the nursing program.
Hashtag too poor for college.
Yeah, it was the free classes I could take in high school.
Shout out to the state of Oklahoma.
Yeah. Thank you, Indian Capital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So high school graduation was a little different than that? Were you homeschooled?
I did have a... Yeah, I was homeschooled.
Okay.
But I did have a real graduation.
Was it in
your
I
did not have
room?
Any gold ropes. No, you know what? I think it was at Kellyville. I graduated at Kellyville.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Britton, what was your graduation like?
It was kind of, I don't know. I mean, I hate to brag, but I was, you know, one in, I think it was like 4,000.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I really think it was like out. 600, but that was during the time of COVID.
Yes.
So everything was kind of weird. I think they had to have 2 extra graduation days, more than they normally do.
Right.
And like all the kids, we had to be 10 seats from each other. So we'd just kind of sit around, and if we wanted to talk, we'd kind of have to yell to each other.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. It was weird.
I do remember the social distancing from family to family.
But what didn't make any sense is we'd social distance until our pod got called up, and then we'd just be right there. Like, well, we were trying to save you from having COVID while you're sitting down, but, you know, you got it now, standing in line.
There was so much about all of that that was, it's so frustrating to think about nowadays.
Yeah.
That's been, what year did you graduate?
Oh, man.
21?
Yeah.
The year 24? After 2020.
Yep. Yeah.
Before
yeah,
I was in the picture.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah, Mariah was 25 and Britton was barely 18.
He's got a cougar.
Brooks is looking forward to graduation.
Yeah.
Let's help you write a speech, which you don't have to give one, right?
No.
A full disclosure to Britton, your graduation was at the Abeka graduation in Pensacola.
It was really cool. Really cool facility. Had lots to do there, but it was just kind of weird because that time everybody was social distancing, mask, you know, all that stuff. So
homeschoolers do get a bad rap. Some of them do.
Mm-hmm.
But there is need for some of the stereotypes.
Yes. That's true.
Some of the kids you'll meet. Nothing against them, but there are some kids that definitely have the jeans up to their belly button and the tuck in short sleeve button up shirt.
Mm-hmm.
The glasses with tape around the side. I mean, it's.
Yeah. There was several Coke bottle glasses at my graduation.
Their name's Jedediah.
Yeah.
There was.
They pulled up in the wagon.
There was one kid specifically I remember really cracked me up because they had like people that were over the pods because we were social distancing. And this one kid, he thought it was hilarious to tell extremely corny Bible jokes.
Well, and I mean, he's got a bright future.
Britton was like, Dad, please leave us alone. This is my time to graduate.
Yes.
You've been at my school for my whole life, and I just want to graduate by myself. Yes.
Quit badgering Melissa, please. No, like these ladies would walk around with clipboards trying to, you know, get, I mean, it's super stressful for them. And he'd be over there like, hey, did you know what Hezekiah said to Elijah? And just like, your camel fell down. Like super dumb jokes.
We used to do speech and debate in high school, and I had so many weird encounters with kids. Just a lot of odd, your stereotypical homeschoolers.
I just remember standing in line down there to meet the teachers, and there's a sea of people were waiting in line, and you two, Brooks and Britton, are just taking it all in and trying to figure out what all this is about. And about 30 minutes into that process of waiting, one of you guys turned to me and say, this is not exactly the group that I had in mind when they would say,
for sure.
Now, to you video students, here's your question.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Well, you had 2 different groups there. You had the good, you know, homeschool, you know, like you were saying.
Stereotypical.
Then you had, I guess, 3. You had like the normal kids. And then you had the kids that got pulled out of public school and started homeschooling because they were the bad kids.
The reformed.
Yes.
Yes.
The reformed Christian.
The Christian video program.
Sneaking
would
their
save
vapes in their robes, you know, just like there. It was just like, it was such an odd group
so,
of people.
You guys both took the high road and proclaimed to the world that you were not like the rest of the sea of people. Yes.
Yeah.
Asked for some extra social distancing from me and your mom. Yeah. Back up.
Yeah.
Please back up.
Yeah, it's all worthy stuff.
Homeschooling gets a bad rap here on Pod Me.
Yeah.
Mostly because me and
I actually got
Brad
criticized for that a while back. Somebody was criticizing me for making fun of homeschoolers. I'm like, I am a homeschooler. It's not.
Yeah, we can make fun.
Yeah, I'm allowed to make fun.
So pros and cons of that.
But what?
I know you have never went to public school, but are it, you?
What I think would be pros and cons. Yeah. Well, like a lot of the world, like I think some people yeah, like,
a lot of sin.
Say just... like slang words at public school. I think it's pretty rough out there.
Yes. It's a tough world out
they
there.
They say bad words like stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. They say dumb all the time.
I would say the way y'all did homeschooling kind of helped us more than other homeschoolers I've seen. I went to Votech with a few homeschoolers, and they were homeschooled. A few of them were, like, just walked out of the basement, just seeing life for the first time. But, like, the curriculum we did there was really cool, but it was a classroom setting. Mm-hmm. So we were kind of, I was used to it. So when I went to Votech and we were still in that classroom setting and, you know, I just wasn't looking around like, what is this, you know?
Yeah. And so, it definitely wasn't the type of homeschooling where you're just basically don't do any work for 3 weeks and then you can do a whole month's worth in a day. It was,
and it wasn't like
structured and stuff.
So kudos to your mom, right?
Yes. Yeah. To my mom. Yeah.
Good job, Anna.
Yeah, it actually felt like you were getting up and going to school. Instead of like getting on the school bus, though, we'd just go get on the couch.
Yeah. Yeah. We'd carry each other into the living room.
We'd paint the couch yellow just to, you know. I tried to ride the hump, but, you know, it didn't.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Then Dad told Britton to get off the arm of the couch. It was just all, it was kind of weird. It was okay. I think it worked good just because me and Britton are both social people.
Yeah.
I feel like if you don't have a friend group or you're not connected with a youth group or something like that, you can definitely become kind of odd.
I'm glad that y'all didn't turn out odd.
Yeah. I'm not saying I'm not odd at times. I'm just,
yeah. But y'all pushed us to go to youth camps. Absolutely. And when we were evangelizing, you know, we had to meet people.
It was a little intimidating meeting adults, like right in the face.
Yeah. Eye contact is tough.
Most adults were not they were not impressed with like facts about the Pythagorean theorem.
That's the furthest thing from me and Britton.
Yeah. Didn't meet a lot of friends who liked the term pi.
In the mathematical sense?
Yes. Yeah, sometimes we would do field trips like Walmart and like meet people. Like they have cashiers there. They're really cool. Sometimes I would just buy like an extra item just so I could talk to them one more time.
Can we talk about the field trip to Silver Dollar City?
Yes.
Let's go watch the old man chop wood for the cabin. Yeah.
Let's dive into that a little bit.
We watch the candy making and the
as good as my parents have done with the homeschooling,
and they have.
Yeah, and I think it's gotten better for the younger generation, but definitely didn't want the field trips to be wasted on just basically a vacation.
You frivolity.
Want
them to be
filled with learning.
Yes.
Yes.
So when me and Britton found out that we were going to go to Silver Dollar City for a field trip, we were pumped. I mean, Silver Dollar City.
Till we got into the gates, like right past the ticket line, and we found out 3-ride cap. That's it. This is an educational trip. So we got to walk around, stare at stuff.
So what a lot of people don't know, on there's this one side of the park that nobody's ever been to unless you own a pair of white New Balances, khaki shorts, and like a shade hat and a fanny pack, and you're 65. There's this whole place that has like a petting zoo, a church, a lumberjack.
Like half the pets aren't even there.
Yeah, it's like two ducks and a donkey.
Yeah.
I mean, just
and then just like an obese rabbit. Obese, just huge rabbit. Well, I don't know why this rabbit's there, but it is. It doesn't like look up. His ears barely move. Like it doesn't work. It doesn't look like a rabbit.
So much education. We're like, can we go ride a ride now? You get one more ride. And then we got to go back to the church. This church was actually, it was built when the park was built, but it looks just like an old timey church, which is how they done it back in the olden days.
Yeah. Then we had to stop for at least one good gospel singing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The Hoppers are over there and the Riverside Theater or whatever it is. And you got to go get the show.
Yeah. My favorite thing, though, because I thought it was really cool, is if we got there early enough, we'd witness the best gunfight beginning.
Yeah, I was willing to be late. I've never been big into loud noises, Britton.
We'd be walking around all of a sudden, just boom. And just see a man fall, you're like,
Dad, get off my shoulders.
Yes, totally.
Are we off base though on our field trip? Was that not
yes? You're can I tell my side of that?
You can go ahead and
wait, did you take him to the cave too?
We have
cave tours. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we've done the cave.
Take a little bag of guana home or whatever that is.
The side of the gift shop that's always empty, just the empty cave line.
And then they scare you by saying you have to be able to fit through this little cardboard cutout to enter this cave.
Yeah, yeah,
and you never go through the cave and there's nothing.
It's like a sidewalk.
Yeah, it's paved.
Yeah,
like why are we crawling through the cardboard cutout at the beginning of this tour?
Can I tell my side?
Careful, there
it.
Might be bats down there. There's like speakers that's walking you through.
I
the
got
cave.
Hit by a stalactite. Oh.
Yeah, y'all could do this all day, and I enjoy it.
Yeah,
I really do enjoy it. By the way. So from my perspective, it was mm-hmm. this. We had some friends that lived about the same distance away from Silver Dollar City as we did. And they said, hey, when our kids were your kids' age, we decided to take them to Silver Dollar City and do an educational trip for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can be extremely educational.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very. Yeah.
And so
this is what a ball knobber is.
So, Mariah, what we decided...
Ball knobbers are on fire in the hole.
So, we decided to do that. Full mm-hmm. disclosure, we lived 2 hours away from the park. So, we could go up and back in a day. You guys acted like this was the only time in your life that you was ever able to be in the park.
The most traumatized time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then everybody else was getting to experience joy when you guys didn't. Right. That's not mm-hmm. the case at all. Come on, guys.
Well, I will say it was really educational, and probably my favorite part was the broom weaving.
Yeah, I love
nothing like basket sweet. Weaving and
like
the broom weaving,
blowing out a good piece of glass. I mean, it's just
yes,
very yeah.
amazing stuff you're gonna need.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, we just trying to prepare you guys for life.
I mean, just before we got here, he was out there weaving together.
Yeah,
for me. Yeah,
I went and picked from our alfalfa.
Yeah,
and just went ahead and dried it out and weaved it real fast.
We washed it off with the bar of soap we made. It was just, I mean, all educational thing.
Yeah. Okay, did you ever, for field trips, did you ever go to a good corn maze?
Pumpkin patch?
Good pumpkin patch, yeah.
Mm. Not as a field trip.
Oh, that was the best. We went to one, it was like a 3-in-1 deal. It was like, pick out a pumpkin, you could go through the corn maze, then you could go pan for gold like the miners did.
Yes.
Yeah. Some random attraction in the
some
middle.
Some guys just dumping gravel into the,
yes.
into a pile of sand and whatever. I wonder if this is gold. Wide-eyed homeschooler kids.
Shout out they to both. Toyota they had CNN. Every belt loop with those carbiner hooks.
Yeah.
on them, and you had like sifters yeah. and shovels.
Had my Bass Pro hat with my fish hook. I was cool.
Yeah, dog.
Oh man.
Well, for all you people that didn't homeschool, we all missed out.
Yeah. We still haven't helped you write your speech.
No.
Can we talk about graduation speeches? Which there.
They don't do them.
You had to be really extra, extra special to get a speech.
Okay.
Pretty much you had to be like.
I thought you had to be a member of the actual school there, maybe.
You had to get above a honor roll.
So can we talk about what's a good graduation speech?
Anything
did
where.
Did you have to write a speech?
No, I opted to sing a song.
Oh, that's even better.
Oh, it's bird song.
Way better.
Yeah. What song did you sing?
I can't recall.
Was it gospel, you think?
I honestly just can't recall.
Hmm. What were some of the old graduation songs they always used to play?
I don't know. Me and Brittany are way younger.
The Climb was big.
The Climb was popular.
But not during my day, of course.
Yeah, that was after you.
I've never been to a graduation that had songs.
I barely know what.
No, we actually. No, 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 no. We protected our kids. We wouldn't take them to worldly attractions, so we did not go to public school graduation.
I always thought the na 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 song was just a classical music song. I never even knew it had anything to do with the graduation.
With the speeches, the few graduations we did go to with the public schools and, you know, friends mm-hmm. that were, you know, the worldly friends. But,
you know who you are.
Yeah. The random people that they honor. Just
unbelievable.
Honestly, yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know?
Shout out to the
school janitor.
Yeah.
And then all the inside jokes that never really.
Yeah.
That you have to have at least five of those in your graduation speech. Yeah. Like five inside jokes
that no one else is going to understand.
Yeah.
All you people that know Miss Vicky, crayons, am I right?
Yeah.
It's like, just like, we don't care. Please move on.
Remember Coach Jason's football? No.
What a couple of bitter homeschoolers.
They're just mad they didn't get to do that.
Or what? Like, my great aunt Lucy, thank you for teaching me how to do 2 + 2. That helped me.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Honor to whom honor's due.
Also, you can't have a graduation speech without we're going to go conquer the world and be the best generation ever. And we're going to be the president yeah. and the senators and we're going to take over the world one day. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, there ain't much difference between that and a youth rally. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're going to have to edit right. Britain. So back to the song. You named one, The Climb.
The Climb, yeah. Wasn't there an old Rascal Flatts song, God Bless the Broken Road or something? Or was that a wedding song?
That I think we're into wedding songs.
Okay, yeah. I don't
That's
know.
That's probably one of those love songs that you listen to.
Mm-hmm.
No, there is one, though. What is that song? They just did it last graduation, actually. The one we went to. What is that song? Last year's graduation, they had Rascal Flatts song.
Last year's graduation.
My Wish.
Yeah.
My wish for you is that this life becomes all that you don't know that song? You never heard that at a graduation?
Maybe.
That's a popular one.
Maybe we need to play that for Brooks here. Or we could write a song. We didn't write a graduation speech.
ChatGPT do it?
Oh, I Hope You Dance.
Oh, yes. That was big in my back in my day.
Yeah.
That may have been played at my graduation.
Is that what you sang?
I don't think I sang that. I'm positive I didn't sing that.
That was up there.
Let's go to this. We're going to do a What You Listening To segment here. We'll start out with the ladies' song.
The hour is dark. And it's hard to see what you are doing here in the ruins and where this will lead. Oh, but I know that down through the years, I'll look back on this moment and see your hand on it. Know you were here, and I'll testify of the battles you won, how you were my portion when there wasn't enough, and I'll sing the song of the seas that we've crossed.
Who is it?
Maverick City.
The waters that you've parted.
Naomi Rain.
The waves that I've walked. Singing, oh, my God did not fail. Oh, that's the story I'll tell.
Who is Maverick City?
Maverick City? It's a worship group.
So, how many in the group?
Oh, I don't know. There's so many. Actually, this one may not be technically Maverick City. It may just be Naomi Rain.
Okay.
But she does a lot of stuff with Maverick City.
They have some good songs.
They just feature how many?
Oh, tons of people. Tons. Random people.
Okay.
She's one of the main ones they've been featuring lately. She's on a lot of their new stuff.
So it fluctuates?
Yeah.
What is Maverick City? A church?
Yeah, I guess it's a church.
I think it's a worship group for a church.
Just most of those groups are, Elevation and Hillsong.
Okay.
Love that song.
All right, that was Miss Mariah's. Let's go to Britain's. Didn't Brother Brad say that the lady with them is not with them anymore?
No, I don't think she's with him right now.
I don't know.
I think this song is a little bit older, isn't it?
Yeah, this is. I was actually just driving down the road. My line of work, I do a lot of driving, and I listen to K-Love, and that song came across. They play hits, and sometimes they'll play older songs like that.
Yep. Okay.
Kinda they're very strong. Yeah. I like We the Kingdom.
Yeah.
That was We the Kingdom. Here we go. Let's see. This is Gen Z Boys.
This one's going to surprise you, I feel like. Southern Gospel.
Wow.
Whoa. Man. I left my home. I came so far from where I was to where you are. The bitter tears. The lonely, the many ways a heart could break, and you were at the center of it all to free you from the prison of the fall. There was no an old rugged cross.
It's very good.
Very good. Very good.
I didn't even know you knew what Southern Gospel was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
There's some good old Brother Habedank.
Joseph Habedank.
Yeah, he's some good new music.
He's a very solid voice.
He does.
Yeah, he does have a good voice. Some of his songs can get a little bit repetitive.
Yeah.
But he does have some good songs.
Yeah.
Very good.
You going to play your song? Because after that, I have something I have to say about the music.
Teaser
about the music on here.
Yes, very serious.
Okay, let me see if I can find my song. First one to guess it gets free ice cream when we get done.
Get it, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness, I know this song.
I know this song. I wish you did.
And I know.
Yes.
Yes,
I know. I know.
Yeah. Well, and I know is like right after that.
There's lost and lonely. Jesus' blood.
Steel guitar just got to crying in the background.
And I know.
Yes.
And I know first, though.
Yes, I know. Yeah, but see, they have a little more.
Is the song named Jesus Blood?
They have a little more clout than just to name it the first line of the chorus.
Yeah.
It seems like it's working good for them. They seem really successful these days.
Oh, yes, they are. They have been successful for the greater part of the century.
Yeah, it's like a lot of their songs are that way, too. Like, Because He Lives.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no.
He Touched Me.
Because He Lives. Oh, Because He Lives, I Can Face. Okay.
Let's move on. Okay. Britain, you have the stage.
Okay. Well, I just feel like I need to just confess something on here.
Go for it.
And I was going to wait until, you know, Brother Brad and Brother Dustin, until you asked me when they were on, but, you know, they're not here.
Who knows if they'll ever be back.
But if they do ever listen to this podcast, I just want to confess that I've been carrying around a little bit of bitterness.
Really?
For a good while, actually.
Get it out.
I don't know if maybe the more faithful listeners would probably remember this, but the first time I was ever on the podcast, I would say, what was that, in Studio 6?
Four.
Four.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Has there been a Studio
6? Yeah, if there's an 18, there had to have been a 6.
Let me explain to you how counting works. If you start at 4,
all the studios
and
in
you
between.
Get to 18, you got to get there through other numbers.
Brooks, I was homeschooled, okay?
So what's that?
That happened.
Okay, hi guys, this is Miss Rachel, and I'm going to teach y'all counting today.
Okay, so going back to this, Studio 4, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Studio 4, there was a young man sitting there, and, you know, it came to that time, what are you listening to?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the pastor, he does his song, you know, the deacon, he does his song.
Probably all like cathedrals, camp hills.
Yes. Then the song leader, of course, he does his song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably a little bit more worldly, but maybe Zach Williams, something like that.
Then the young man sitting in the chair, he decides, this artist, she's an up-and-coming artist in the Christian movement.
Christian. Well-known as Christian.
Well-known as Christian.
Like, completely known as Christian.
I mean, preachers, pastors, they endorse her. Her name is Riley Clemons. He plays a little Riley Clemons and just gets crucified on the podcast.
Yeah. You're talking in third person now, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Young man being you.
Yes.
I want to talk in first
person. Let me put my hand in your side here. Yes. Let me feel the nail prints there.
Yes. You can feel the nail prints right now. They're still there. Yes. Yes, Thomas.
Reach hither.
Do you believe? Yeah. Then, you know, it kind of hurt me, honestly. I kind of stopped listening after that. You know, it just kind of trailed off. The bitterness kind of took root. I know you're not supposed to let that happen, but it did.
That's why he hasn't been listening.
Really?
Probably. No. But.
Probably.
Really what happened.
Britain's laying down on a couch right now.
Yeah, he's never been one to share his feelings and all this.
Tell us about your childhood.
He's behind the microphone and there it comes.
That was just trauma.
Yeah. But what really offended me and really just caused that root to grow is my wife, she played me an episode and I may or may not have heard one of the Roman centurions who crucified me. One of the Pharisees
wagged their head at you.
Who just parted the clothing and bargained it off.
And
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It. I'm there. Read on.
You guys were homeschooled. Yeah. A Christian education, we said.
He may or may not have himself played Riley Clemons and said, this was an awesome song.
Oh. Was it me?
Yes.
It was
you. Such are some of ye.
Yes. Such are some of ye.
Wow.
Yes. I just kind of want to bring that up, like,
I thought we was leveling Zach and Brad and Dustin all of a sudden.
Well, here's the thing.
I was sawing asunder.
The fiery darts would also be aimed at the deacon.
Oh, yes.
Because the deacon also threw a lot of hate and just
the amount
moral
of hate
angst
that both of us got on those two episodes back then.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable compared to now.
Now you never know what'll be played.
Yeah.
We're not even sure if that stuff they play is even Christian.
Yeah.
I'm not sure either. I'm not proud of what's going on here, but I can tell you this much. When you
sin will take you farther than you want to go.
When you sent that song to me and
make the podcast longer than you want it to be.
There you go. when I push play and I started listening to what the, like the music along with the lyrics, I'm like, oh Lord, we're not going to get this one aired.
Yeah.
And I let your mom listen to it and she was like, yeah. I'm like, what have you been listening to with my children while I've been out winning souls?
Yeah.
Yeah. Winning souls.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks for putting that question in my ministry. I'm
going to skip over that humble brag right there. Well, I've been leading throngs to the Lord.
Yeah, I just had to get that off my chest. I've been carrying that around for, you know, you at know this point,
what?
Years.
You know what? Set root out.
I will publicly apologize. I'm sorry for that. I don't remember what Riley Clemens song I played at this point. I mean,
yeah, it was a good while ago.
Okay.
Because, you know, I've had trouble, you know, listening to the podcast since then.
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, it probably was.
You have zero interest listening to your dad.
Unpack that.
We're just going to let that go. I'm going to let someone else, since I've totally been demolished, I'm going to let someone else do the jokes today. And I'm going to let the madam. Is that what you liked? Were you referred to as madam?
Yeah, madam's good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since she's gotten married and her name's changed, she prefers Queen Bee.
Okay.
The Mrs.
Yeah.
The Mrs.
The Mrs.
The wife.
Do you like the wife?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I can take that. The wife.
How about the
old lady?
I was trying to say it for you, son. Goodness.
No.
That does not go
no
over.
No old lady.
Okay.
I mean, no it's true, here. Though, in your situation.
I know, Brooks. I know. I'm the old lady here.
Okay, jokes?
Okay. I just wanted to bring, after last week's hate mm-hmm. to my dog, my new dog.
Oh, we're jokes. We're not talking about dogs.
No, I know. Okay. I just wanted to shed some light.
Come on.
Oh, no, he don't shed. No, dogs don't
he
shed.
He doesn't. Come to my house right now.
Yeah. I'm proud of you for that.
That wasn't planned.
Yeah.
I know it just happens. When this happens,
I know.
It just happens.
It just flows. I just wanted to bring some dog jokes.
Go for it.
To the show.
Yeah, dog.
That's right. What's more amazing than a talking dog?
You're not convincing us on the joke. What's more amazing than
a spelling bee?
A spelling bee?
Come on,
that's
on your
funny.
Delivery.
This is where you laugh, guys. That's,
like, say that's it like funny. You're like in a conversation, like, not like, what is hey, more
what's
special?
More amazing than a talking dog? A spelling bee.
See, it's our first time. You're doing good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what kind of dog wears contact lenses? A cockeyed spaniel.
Oh, okay.
That was good.
Yeah, very
yeah,
good.
Not bad.
I just have one more.
Okay.
And then I'm done. This is one more geared for the ladies.
Okay.
I don't think any men here will understand.
What's more special than a dog in a kitchen?
No, it actually has nothing to do with dogs. Why do people who live in Greece hate waking up at dawn? Because dawn is tough on grease.
Oh, man. Speaking of a good cleaning kitchen joke.
Man. Yeah. Y'all don't know what it's like.
Oh, yeah. Because we're guys. We're not supposed to do dishes.
Do you know what dawn is?
Man, I like that.
Would that be classified as a dirty joke or a clean joke?
I don't really know. So I'm not critiquing you, but to make it more conversational... I don't want the fans to be disappointed because they didn't hear my voice in that.
That's okay. But
I don't talk a lot about my dating life previous to your mother.
No.
No. Yeah.
So I haven't really said much about this, but did you guys know that I once dated a twin? Brother Brad's a twin.
Conjoined twin?
No, it wasn't conjoined. No, it was just a twin.
Yeah.
And the questions I would get, there was one that kept coming up.
I'm just dying over here.
You okay,
it's
Brooks?
So funny.
The questions that come up when you date a twin.
Yeah.
Like, what would you ask?
Do you get them confused?
Yeah. How do you tell them apart?
Yeah.
And I was just like, it's easy, you know? Alice always wears red, and Bob has a beard.
Oh boy.
Anyway,
my jokes were better.
I kind of made it part of the conversation.
Let's go back to the dog jokes.
One of the more popular things on my show. This is the segment that you've been allowed to be a part of, the Gen Z segment. I would like to get their input on some words that was cool when they came up. Mm-hmm. Britain's just a little earlier than you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any cool words? Like the cool words when you were 16?
Probably the first cool. It wasn't really words or phrases. It was a question.
Okay.
And the question was, what does the fox say?
Really? Are you serious?
The song? Did you never hear that?
Oh, yeah. Huh. You didn't know that one?
I totally missed it.
What does the fox say? You didn't know that one?
Dad just thought that was a regular question. What do foxes say? I don't know. What's okay. up, fox? What you saying?
Okay, we got to go back to the music segment so Dad gets that joke.
I didn't get it.
It was a song.
Okay.
Please, let's...
That's such a good one.
We can edit this out, but we've got to play the song so you at least know what you're talking about.
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird
the
goes
dumbest
tweet,
song in the whole world.
So cool. Cool.
Cow goes moo, the frog goes croak, and the elephant goes toot. Ducks say quack, and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, 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 ow. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say?
What a terrible song.
That's the best part.
What is the point of the song?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
It's dumb.
And that came out when you were what?
Probably when I was about 10.
Yeah, I was like a young teenager.
Yeah.
You're probably 8.
When I was 18 and Britton was 9.
Yeah, I'd see.
Yeah. I remember that.
Any words or phrases that was cool back in the day for you?
I just looked up some for the 2000s. Y'all can kind of tell me here. What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up?
Bling bling. You know that. Got that bling bling?
Yeah.
Chill.
Yeah.
I feel like
yeah.
that's still pretty common.
Yeah, a lot of those I feel like are still kind of common.
Faux shizzle.
Oh, yeah. Faux shizzle.
Bromance.
You can finish that one up, but I won't.
Okay.
Filter, good night.
Get your street lingo on.
Yeah.
Salazar, Oklahoma.
Mean
word.
Streets of Roland.
Yeah.
Those are terrible, aren't they?
Yeah. Awesome sauce.
Down at our cul-de-sac, it was horrible.
In our gated community, it was rough.
Totally.
Yeah, no, awesome sauce, lame sauce.
Awesome sauce.
I still say lame sauce.
Awesome sauce?
You say awesome sauce?
Yeah. They were very
Who
hungry generation. They just
I'm
wanted to talk about
from
food.
2000s.
Sick. Say that a bunch. That's sick.
Yeah. I say then, that.
Dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's still very common.
Hipster.
It's one of the ones that they say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't.
You wasn't
I said that
hipster.
One much. I was pretty hipster.
Yeah. There you go. Chillax.
Oh, yeah.
Chillax.
Big chillax girl. That chillax is a good
huge
one.
Huge chillax girl. Big for the program.
A lot of chillaxing going on. Oh, shizzle. Yeah,
stop.
Your lingo is awesome sauce. Some of the weakest terms.
Yeah, I just think, Brooks,
in
about
day,
5 years, you're going to get to go back to this recording and be like, I was so stupid.
Yep. One day.
And we're going to be like, we were telling you that. No, actually, we were telling you how awesome you are.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of reaffirming going on here in our house.
Yes, very affirming.
So we could talk about that for a little bit, how you handle criticism.
Brooks goes and cries.
Yeah, I cry in my room every night.
Holding this teddy
Cancel
bear.
Culture is tough when you have a podcast, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I wish one more person would put out a podcast on cancel culture.
We can cover it.
Yeah, let's do that. Mm. It seems like every podcast out there has had an episode on it. Yeah, we get it. You got like 5 hate comments.
Mm-hmm.
Move on.
It's part of it.
It's been really neat to see you guys, your humor develop and get to listen to y'all make fun of me. It's the best.
Yeah,
I mean,
love
I love that.
That.
But I think you probably had to have pretty thick skin to be around here, you think?
Yeah. I think so.
Mm-hmm. I feel like people's
How
lost
is it
that.
For you, Mariah, joining into?
Yeah. I feel like I've gotten tougher the last 8 months.
Yeah.
What, you mean just having thick skin around the family? Not that I used to get really offended before.
That might
really
be a, that might be a good glimpse. Like, what was your perception before and after?
Yeah, what did you think our family would be like before you was really around us?
I mean, y'all are kind of what I thought you would be.
An open
honestly,
book.
Honestly, yeah.
Wow.
I take that as a compliment.
Because I listened to the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, way back in the day, our first time that I met you, I knew, like, your sense of humor.
You talking to me or Britton?
Yeah, no, you.
They can't hear that, and they can't see who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Audio podcast.
You actually walked her down the aisle before I ever did.
I did. Yeah.
So I knew way back, because every time I would see you at, like, camp meetings, mm-hmm. you'd always bring that up. We would laugh about it and whatever. So I knew, like, your family was probably.
She would ask, like, is your son out of diapers yet?
Yeah. Yes.
When I said,
is he out on the playground?
Where's that boy? Where's
my
boy?
Him?
He's getting tall, ain't he?
You're going to be a heartbreaker one day. I might ask for your number.
Can't wait to drive you on dates.
That's a little intimidating, huh? Coming into a new family.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Driving your boyfriend on dates.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
which
scary.
Part? Yeah.
I've never driven you on dates, just to be clear.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No.
He had his license. Well, yeah. By the time, I mean, permit. I was over 21, was 20, yeah. So he just drove me. No, that is a little intimidating. Definitely coming into a new family.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different from my own. I mean, yeah. Not like completely different, but I mean, you know, it's a whole new family, new dynamic.
New traditions.
Oh, yeah.
That's
new traditions. That's
interesting.
A big. Yeah.
Yeah.
As in?
Christmas, Thanksgiving. People have different traditions, mm-hmm. which, like, even in our family, like, one set of grandparents does this, another set of grandparents does that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then we do our own thing.
That it's hasn't been a hard transition for me, though.
Good.
At all. It's not been difficult.
Britton?
Y'all are okay.
No.
Oh, good.
Okay. No, it hasn't been a hard transition at all. Like, going back to the different family traditions, like, even down to the way people open gifts, like, mm-hmm. each family does it differently. More birdsong tradition is, like, one person goes at a time
mm-hmm.
and unwrap the gift, and everybody stares in videos and talks about it. That was foreign to her, right? Because, like, everybody opens in groups.
When we were younger, we would all individually open, but as our family grew and our family is huge now, so we kind of, like, open in groups. Like, all the kids will open one gift, and then, like, all of us, like, siblings will open one gift. So it's definitely, like, a lot at one time. So it's actually funny, this past Christmas with the bird songs, me and Allison Brock were sitting together, and she's like, we just started laughing about it. We're like, we married into one of those families that you'll pass the gift and everybody stares at them. And it's, like, really awkward. You're like, oh, I love it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Everyone's staring at you. I'm like, this is my first Christmas. I don't know you people.
Oh, I love it. No, I promise I do.
Yeah, that's so nice.
That's one of the hardest things ever is trying to, like, you feel like you have to convince the person that got you the gift that I genuinely do like the gift. And I'm not real good at expressing, like, thank you emotions, I think, when I'm opening a gift. I'm like, wow, a shirt. I've always wanted one of these. And it's like, I do appreciate the gift, but it's...
Yeah.
You have this face.
Yeah.
You're like, thank you. Thank
you. Yeah, no, but, like, really.
Yeah.
Like, come hug me right now. I really want you to know that.
Totally. So what about sense of humor stuff across family stuff? When I first got in the family, you don't know how to judge who might get your humor.
Right.
So you might lob a few jokes out, and after they fail several times, just kind of go off to a room and cry by yourself.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about there. There's been a few joke fails, right?
for me or you?
No, for me.
Oh.
Like, you know.
Well, our families do have very different senses of humor. And, like, my family has a lot of fun, but the sense of humor is completely different. Yeah.
That's difficult.
Yeah.
It's difficult to figure all that out. Mm-hmm. But then I remember, like, going to a new camp meeting or whatever, all new people, trying to figure out the way they talk.
Different areas of the country. That's a
their
big
humor.
Yes.
Shift.
Yes. Yeah. It's just it's like the East compared to, like, it's kind of a stereotype, but the Northeast compared to, like, you know, we're kind of South, you know, Midwestern area. The people, like, the way everybody talks, the way everything is ran. Even down to, like, the taste of the food. Everything is just completely different. It's a big adjustment.
It's hard to put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as a matter of fact, the other day, which she's part of the studio audience, Addison was talking to me about a joke that she kind of pitched, and it didn't go over. And I'm like, that's totally the way it goes. if you ever get someone to laugh, the reward is so great. Yeah. You're like, I want to try that again.
You're just grasping for the lifeline. You're just like, laugh, somebody.
Yeah. So I told her not to give up.
2 years ago, me and my dad and my younger brother was going to Brother Josh Smith's camp meeting, Bond, Kentucky. And this is just kind of an example of how different everybody's sense of humor are. Yes. Me and dad was there and we was with Brother Josh, but I mean, it's Brother Josh's, you know, his home church meeting. So obviously, you know, we're not with him the whole time. And we were sitting at a table.
A lot of his friend group was there.
A lot of his friend group. I mean, awesome people.
Totally.
Yeah. But there's this drink there that they have in Bond, Kentucky. It's called L8. If you're ever in Bond, you need to try it. It's very interesting taste. But dad was really, he just had one of those moments where he was trying to pitch out a joke.
Yes.
We had a lot of those moments.
He was reading the ingredients of the back of the bottle, and it was like, you know, riboflavin, you know, green dye number 4, whatever. And he was like reading one. He's like, man, I love drinks with riboflavin in it. That's like one of my favorite. And you're just being sarcastic and being dumb.
Just turned it around, and I'm like, I knew it. I thought that's what I was tasting. Riboflavin.
It was the funniest thing in the world because I wasn't giving him anything.
Brooks never laughed.
I was just enjoying watching all the other guys at the table just kind of look at him like, who invited the weirdo from Oklahoma?
Pure crickets. Was Brother Josh near there?
He wasn't there at the moment, but Brother Andrew Blevins was at the time. And Brother Andrew gets that. But Brother, if you've ever been around Brother Andrew, very dry sense of humor.
Yeah, very guarded with his laughs.
Yes. And it was the funniest thing in the world.
Josh was there on the other end of the table.
Yeah, he may have been just out of earshot or something like that. I don't know what it was.
Or maybe he was giving me laughs and he was the only one. But
yeah.
Man, it was a tough sell. Matter of fact, I didn't sell anything. No,
you didn't get anything.
30 grams of sodium. Yes, I knew. I could tell. So now the joke when we're with Brother Josh is like, hey, pull that.
Yeah, the L8 bottle.
Yeah, get that L8 bottle back out and start reading ingredients like, that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely is a weird dynamic just going from different regions. I'm sure it's very tough from different families.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been to a part of the country and just like, they wasn't funny?
Yeah.
You just like, these people are just, they're sad.
Let's not get specific about that. But hypothetically speaking, I have.
Yes. In a hypothetical world.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been there before. I'm just like, y'all don't laugh.
There's a tough thing to me is when we were traveling, evangelizing.
Yeah.
When we would go to a church where they didn't do a lot of fellowshipping with the evangelists.
Yeah.
So it'd just be like a lonely week. That was very rare. But
shout out to you evangelists out there.
Yeah.
Totally understand.
I have a great appreciation for evangelists.
Absolutely. Totally understand the plight when there's not a lot of fellowship. Yeah. Not a lot.
Shout out to all evangelist kids.
Yeah.
Drink lots of water.
Right. Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
But that's interesting.
Yeah.
Let's do this. I'm going to do a word of the week. So the word of the week is fisticuffs. Any guesses? I'll give the word of the week, and then you got to guess.
It's like,
I know you're a listener. You know all about this.
Punching a pair of cuffs.
Is it like part of the song? Continuation of the song.
The wolf goes what?
No.
Or whatever.
The fox.
Head and shoulders.
I knew it was some.
What do wolves talk about?
I knew it was some.
Dad said, you know that song?
Yeah.
What do dogs conversate with?
Yeah. What does the lion cat say? Is it just like a continuation of the song, like head and shoulders, knees and toes, fist and cuffs?
That's a great guess, Britton.
Is that the area in between your fist and your wrist?
That's a good guess. Both of y'all are wrong. Mariah, do you have a guess?
I really don't.
Fisticuffs is a physical alteration using fist.
So, okay. Like,
did I say
punch
alteration?
Him in the face?
Altercation?
let me start back at this. It's a physical altercation using fist.
Okay.
Just to beat each other up, I guess. Did that ever happen between you two?
No, we never fought. Mm-mm. Me and Britton always got along perfectly.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, me and my brother never fought either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were Totally. Angels.
There might have been.
A couple of times, yeah. A
couple of times.
So go ahead and use that word next time you want to talk about a physical altercation. Yeah. When they're using their fists.
Hey, man, back off. I'm going to fisticuff you.
There you go.
Yes.
Let's end with this.
Homeschoolers talk about fighting.
Yeah.
Listen, Eugene.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a good time.
It'll probably be a, you know, highly downloaded program.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Brad and Dustin are here.
Yeah.
And have y'all became Patreon members?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Britain's looking one.
I'll tell you what Patreon is after this episode.
What is Patreon? Where do you find it?
Patreon.com. Or get the app.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for listening.
If you like what you hear and want to show support,
hit the support link in the description below.